podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, welcome to Stretford Paddock. This is the Devils podcast. My name is Joe. I'm joined today by two very special lads. First up, my word, does he go on 5Ks? It's Jay Motti.
Thank you, John. Glad you noticed.
And secondly, to my left, my esteemed colleague, who you may have seen in the thumbnail, being all scared and shouting. And that look at the thumbnail because he really likes the thumbnail. It's Adam McCullough. How are you doing? Whee! Good to see you, Adam.
Who made that thumbnail?
Don't worry about that. The fans made that thumbnail. We're going to be talking about Jack Grealish. We're going to be talking about the devil are we talking about? We're going to talk about the international break generally. We're going to be talking about football actually coming back, real football.
Balls.
All sorts of good stuff coming up. The title, Go Get Grealish, Triple G.
I may have had a hand in that.
Yeah. You're a big fan of Jack Grealish, aren't you?
I love
And
Jack
I put
Grealish.
It to you, Adam McCullough.
Put it to me.
That if he was from Widnes, or
where's Widnes?
Cornwall or Torquay, you would say, oh, he's just a bit flashy with his low shin pads on and that. You only like him because he's from Birmingham.
I don't know if you heard, but I'm one of the humans of Manchester. Couldn't access Manchester. So, I don't know what this Birmingham lot's all about. Now, obviously, I am from Birmingham, and a big part of it is that, you know, we're both Brummie lads, but also, secondly, he's a fucking baller, bro. And he's such a baller. And I know people like to talk about what position, this, that. In my opinion, he's one of those players that you don't care about positions. Mm. This, just buy him. Just give him a free role on the pitch. Let him do what he wants. The guy's so good. Mm. And I've been saying, I said it last summer, said it probably the summer before when they went down. We should have been signing Jack Grealish. He is an amazing footballer.
Now, obviously, you're full of praise from there. Jay, who, of course, famously said in the past that Jack Grealish is just a Peaky Blinders Stuart Downing. Do you stand by what
Jesus
you said?
Wept.
Do you stand by that
Did
he
you
is
really?
Just a Peaky Blinders Stuart Downing? Do you, stand by that, Jay? Because his performances have been getting better and better
Stuart
and better.
Downing.
Is he just a Peaky Blinders Stuart Downing, Jay?
Starters, I've never said that before in my
Find
life
clip. Run
about
it back.
Anyone. But do I think he's overrated? No, I, do you know what? I turned on... my opinion on Jack Grealish changed when we drew with Villa 2-2 last season because at Old Trafford, he got absolutely booted all over the pitch. That was obviously the tactic, just kick him. Kept getting up, scored a great goal, was an absolute thorn in our side. And I sort of thought, you know what, I'd love to see him at Old Trafford in a United shirt. And I was gutted, to be honest with you. We didn't actively pursue him because we didn't put a bid in. We didn't try and get him in the summer. We were linked with him, but we were linked with him the same way we were linked with Upamecano or Jadon Sancho. In fact, we never actually put a solid bid in for any of these players, and I would have had him at Old Trafford because I think he's the type of player that can play in different positions, excites the crowd, take a kick in. What more do you want from a footballer?
Fergie would have signed him by now.
Yeah, you keep saying this. Your opinion is that Fergie would have signed him. Give us a little bit of reasoning.
It's a fact.
There you go. That's that discussion.
Fergie wanted Gazza.
That's the end of that one. Then.
Fergie wanted.
Did he get him?
No, but he wanted him, and it's like.
I
put Grealish in the same kind of box in
that
potential. But listen to me, the players that Rooney,
yeah,
like maverick talents, Ronaldo, look at that talent. Fucking, but what Fergie did also was he signed the best players in Britain, in England. He always snapped up the best players in and around his country. And I think Harry Kane would have been one of them that he would have targeted, maybe wouldn't have got because of Daniel Levy. But Jack Grealish, he would have signed him, if not last summer, the summer before, or ages ago, because he's his kind of footballer. He's that kind of maverick talent, British talent with potential. You bring him into the club, you fulfill that, and you turn him into an even bigger star, into a world star, and you add the trophies into it at the same time. Now, obviously, there's a lot of clubs in England that he could go for and potentially win trophies. I think Manchester City are probably the team that is going to end up signing him. Liverpool could potentially, like, there's obviously United aren't the only big fish in the pond anymore, but I just want Jack Grealish at Man United, and he would have been in that England team a lot sooner if Gareth Southgate wasn't manager.
Do you think we've missed our chance though to get him now? Do you think maybe when Bruce was at Villa and they were in the Championship, maybe there was talk then wanting to that Tottenham came in for him, I think we could have
25 mil.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We could have outbid Tottenham, maybe got him for like, there was talk of 30, 40 million bid. Tottenham went in, I think you said, with 25, didn't get him. We could have gone in with 40 and got him. Mm. Now, if you want him, you're going to be paying upwards of 80, 100 million.
Double, and he's worth it.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't see us doing that.
He's worth £100 million.
Come on.
Fuck it.
You just love him now, don't you?
Bro.
You've just gone.
Who's worth £100 million in this day and age?
Haaland.
All right. Who else?
Sancho was reported for that. Mbappe? Neymar?
Okay, who else?
Marcus Mason. Marcus.
But when you talk Mbappe and Neymar, they're the top end of 100 mil.
Yeah, they're pushing 200 mil. Yeah. Right, so who's worth...
Jack Grealish is worth 100 mil. Facts.
You think he's as good as Sancho?
Dembele went for 100 mil. All these men went for 100 mil. Coutinho.
But they were like 21, 22, 23.
I don't care. This guy is the truth, man. He's the future. Like, someone needs to sign him and make him the focal point of their team.
Mm.
And he's just made for a stage like Old Trafford. Just look at him.
You like the shin pads, don't you?
The shin pads.
You love the shin pads. I knew it was all about the shin pads. I knew you like the haircut. I knew you like the haircut. You like the shin pads. But the he goes, it was all right. He loves it.
That nonchalant swagger that I can do what I want. And he's not only is he has those bits of magic now, but he's able to bring his teammates into it. Like, we're looking at him. Last year, he was playing with no strikers. And they weren't scoring goals. As soon as you put a decent striker in Ollie Watkins in front of him, you get Ross Bot. Bro, that team.
Ollie Watkins is a good player, by the way, isn't
he? Yeah, no, he is. But I'm just saying, like, as soon as he had a half-decent striker in front of him, score goals all day long. I want Jack Grealish right now.
Jack Grealish is a great player. Carp Dig in the comments for the Super Chat. He says, I think because of Bruno, we might get Ronaldo. All these players have been linked with United again.
I want Grealish before Ronaldo.
Would you?
Yeah.
So first of all, do you think Bruno will help us get Ronaldo, or do you think they're just separate?
Why would Bruno help us get Ronaldo?
Portuguese, maybe like, oh, come back, it's lovely.
It's not like Ronaldo needs Bruno to say to him, have you ever seen Old Trafford?
Have you ever been to Manchester?
Hey, have you ever seen, you know, Salford at dusk?
Yeah, have you ever been to Waxy O'Connor's at midnight? No.
Tell me about this place. This magical place you speak of, Bruno.
Well, it's hanging out the back of the...
Hanging out the back of who?
Hanging out the back of Printworks, mate. It's delicious.
Can really see this conversation going down. Portuguese dressing room.
But, oh, Portuguese dressing. What would that be in that? Probably vinegar and oil. Anyway.
Peri-peri, maybe?
Oh, maybe, actually, yeah.
Good
shot. South African, though, so you might want to get
I know, right. But there's a cross. Portuguese colonised it. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Basically, when I went to Goa, I went to a spice plantation when I sat on an elephant, and then I went away feeling really bad because, like...
That elephant didn't want to be there.
Yeah, that's sad. And, like, they would say, and then he'd just spray stuff on that, and you think... That's so bad.
What? Like, Talk us through what that meant. To the elephant.
What stuff will he spray?
Spray out his nose.
All right, okay.
I got a sick picture on an elephant. It's so good. But listen.
You can see the lashes on it.
I went to Goa.
Perform for these tourists.
Portuguese colonised Goa.
Yes.
But they also brought peri-peri plant, which they planted there.
Mm.
And I went and seen some real shit. Some real peri-peri plants.
Some real shit.
I went to the spice plantation.
Really?
Yeah, there were ginger, like the ginger shots. And then you could just eat whatever you was walking. And like
so, yeah, and they were like, don't eat all our stuff. He's like, it's great though. It's just like Willy Wonka's. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. And they're like, you're eating our farm, mate. You're eating all the ginger. That was priceless Romanian ginger that we just going to eat. Like, this ginger's lovely. Romanian? Eat what you want. Well, if it's Portuguese, it could be. I was suggesting.
No, the Portuguese colonised Goa.
So you're saying that the Portuguese went to South Africa
and brought it to India, I think, something like that.
And then nicked the peri-peri plant from South Africa, or they brought it from Portugal to South Africa?
Something like that. But why, the reason we think it's Portuguese is because of that reason.
Okay, lovely.
They nicked it.
So you're saying that we've got as much chance of having Nando's than we have of having Ronaldo, but maybe even more. Because that Ronaldo isn't even in it.
No, I don't think Bruno will have an impact on whether Ronaldo comes back. I do actually think there's a little bit more of a possibility than the previous times we've seen the rumours about Ronaldo, just because of the simple fact that I think in this financial times, there are other newspapers available, they possibly need to get rid of him off their wage bill. Like, they signed Ronaldo before any of this seemed to be going to happen. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't have foresaw that they'd lose so much money and then maybe not be able to. So I actually think it's a possibility.
Mm.
I think it's more of a possibility he goes to PSG or something like that. But also, you have to look at, have you seen Bruno for Portugal?
Yeah.
He's a lot more quiet within himself. Like, does Ronaldo coming take something away from him?
No, it's weird, isn't it, with Bruno with Portugal? He's a bit of a late bloomer. Not late, but not like...
Yeah.
He wasn't like...
Like Jack Grealish?
Yeah, 23, 24, really. 22, 23, before he was, like, 22. Starting to get in around the squad. He wasn't involved at all in the Euros when he won it, was he?
Not really.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
because he was playing it off in Italy, wasn't he? Not really setting the world on fire. Really, it kind of is a similar trajectory to Grealish, really, where he's gone from being a good player who's playing in different leagues and then comes through mid-20s, really sort of turns it on and becomes
players develop at different ranges, ages, don't they? It's just facts. I remember when Arsenal fans were, I think it was in the summer a bit, and they were talking about Martial, and I remember going back, looking at Martial's career, looking at Aubameyang's career, and when Aubameyang was Martial's age now, he had one season where he scored over 20 goals. Mm. He'd only won one League Cup. He was playing for, like, Saint-Étienne. Mm. Like, he was shit. Like, Martial's been doing it at a top level since... Yeah. Like, players develop at different ranges, you know what I mean? So it's the same with Bruno. Like, I can't remember him being in those Portugal teams, like, really.
No, I don't think he was. I don't think he was. Well, not in the one when they won it. I don't think he was in...
Was that 2008 they won it?
No, 2016.
16, yeah.
16, sorry, yeah. 2004 they got to the final, right?
Greece beat him, didn't they?
Yeah, that's fucking mental. They beat Greece 1-0 on the opening day. It was the same game and end the tournament.
Because it was in Portugal, wasn't it? Yeah. Portugal played the opening night.
Day, and then they played them on the end.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Losing at home, your home tournament to Greece.
They were the worst team, though. It was literally like, defend, get a free set piece, Stelios.
It was the worst performance.
Yeah.
Worst to watch.
Sure there was one of Stelios.
Well, what's his name? Yeah, Stavros, whatever. Any generic Greek name I can think of.
Ever since the Harry Maguire debacle, you've been like this, Jay. Be honest. You've been saying more of this stuff. Speaking of internationals, then obviously we're on about Grealish there. He's looked good against Belgium. He's played all that sort of stuff. Harry Maguire also scored a goal against Ireland. Was it Ireland that we played? It was, wasn't it?
My mum was fuming, by the way.
Was she?
Yeah.
Why?
She's Irish, isn't it? Fucking.
She big into a footy?
Nah, but like if she catches it on TV and she'll have a moan, won't she? And she saw Maguire scoring, and I went, yes, Harry. Because I don't care about international football. Yeah. I just want to see
you
United
seem
play.
To care, though, like on socials. I've seen you like going mad at Southgate and that.
Yeah.
So I always get the impression that you give a toss. It's not a criticism, but like, I don't care at all.
I genuinely, right. I don't care.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like some of these players. I like Jack Grealish. Yeah. I like Rashford. I like Sancho.
You want Maguire to do well.
If you had that team, you're not playing a front four of Rashford, Sterling or Sancho, Kane and Grealish.
Yeah.
That's the best in the world.
Well, why do that when you can play five right backs?
Exactly.
See, I do
revolutionary.
I do actually like England. I like him in the major tournament.
I want the Nations League. Yeah.
Once every 25 years.
I start thinking, fucking hell, it's going to be a party like we've never seen one here going off if we don't get involved here at some point.
But I struggled to get excited by the Nations League, whatever it is, and I didn't watch any of the games. Mm. Especially when there's no United.
I prefer the Nations League than the friendlies.
Like, Marcus was out, Mason didn't get called up. I was just like,
it's something at least. Isn't it? It's something rather than the friendlies are just nothing.
It was like the day when I tweeted, Jack Grealish is the best player on this pitch. Had a quick scan to make sure Rashford weren't on the pitch.
Funnily enough, De Bruyne was on the pitch. He still tweeted it.
He's better than De Bruyne.
If you want to hear more of that kind of talk.
Now I'll say it with my chest twice. He's better than De Bruyne.
We'll come back to that maybe.
He was the best player on the pitch.
You want to hear more of that talk?
So who's he better than? Lukaku,
De Bruyne,
Kane, De Bruyne,
Pickford. You know,
I'm better than Pickford. Fucking
Courtois.
Was he better than him? Who else do you want him to be better than? Thorgan Hazard, better than him.
Mounier.
He's better than all of them.
Brilliant. But yeah, if you want to hear more about that, join our
If Grealish played for City, De Bruyne wouldn't get off the bench.
Releasing tonight another episode of the Members Only podcast, so make sure you check that out.
Do you know what I'll go with that? Yeah, why not?
And if you are a member, we've got that coming tonight. Here's a good point that Pradeep makes, and we did talk about this a little bit, but I want to get your opinion on this, Jay.
Yeah.
Get Grealish and play him where? Because he's not... The gap we have that is... an open wound in our squad that needs a plaster over it, at least, is at right wing. We don't have one single right winger in our team.
That's true.
There isn't any.
Yeah.
So it's clear we do need a right winger. We don't, you know, like I said, we don't have any. Jack Grealish, whilst he can play out on the left or sometimes on the right, but generally it's the left or the middle, he isn't a right winger. Are we just filling the gap that doesn't exist with another player that isn't right?
If we get someone like that. I think he's that talented and that, you know, sort of versatile that he, maybe he could play on the right or he could switch up a little bit. You know, Mason's played over there years ago. Marcus has played over there. Maybe he can mix it up a little bit, be a bit more interchangeable with your front three. He can play midfield. He can play, you know, off the striker. And plus, you know, you look at last season, we ran out of steam. Players were knackered. We're playing Pogba when he's tired. We're playing Bruno when he's tired. We were crying out. Imagine if we had Grealish during the last season. We would have beaten Sevilla. I'm telling you now, we would have lifted that Europa League. We would have beaten Chelsea. We could have been sat here now with two trophies if it had played like Grealish. It would have made that much of a difference. No disrespect to like Sevilla Gallo and all that. Like, on the, you know, yeah, that's what I mean. So, yeah, you know, you'd find a place for him and he'd be able to work in that squad. And it would be a squad, you need a squad. We're sort of fixated with this idea of like this Stein 11 because Ollie's more or less had a Stein 11 that he's always stuck with. But get someone like Grealish and you start mixing up like we used to do at Old Trafford and United when we used to win trophies. And he'll shine. He's one of those players. He's that good. He'll fit in anywhere.
Jay!
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Manscaped? What about you, Adam?
Yeah.
You're looking pretty toned, mate. I've seen your nuts earlier.
They're a bit on the wild side.
No, they're not. They're looking good.
My rule is grain of rice.
What, length?
It's over a grain of rice.
There's a problem. Well, the great thing about Manscaped is you can have your nuts covered and with hair of any length. You can have your nuts and eat them because Manscaped is the premier male grooming company in the world, below the belt, front and back. Let's not forget the back because sometimes that thing gets, you know,
can we,
it's like a wall of thorns sometimes back there, and that thicket can be de-shrubbed by the Lawnmower 3.0 only by Manscaped. What are you asking me, Adam?
It's all right,
go on, you had a question.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Crack?
Yeah.
Yep.
Snapper?
Answer? Do you crack?
Yes.
Back?
Yes.
And your sack?
Yes.
No nicks?
No nicks. No bicks.
Because once, sometimes, you ever nicked it, and you think you get away with it, and then you look down, and your ball bag's just hanging open.
Yeah. What about that, Jay? You've done that? I remember there was a time you told me.
So I have to say I have.
Yeah. You have to say you have.
For payment purposes. Constantly.
Yeah, exactly.
But not with Manscaped, obviously.
No, of course. And that's the great thing with that anti-nick technology. They've got a ceramic blade. They also offer lotions, potions, moisturizers. Do you want the corridor of uncertainty to smell like a shop? A deep leather, wood, cedar, lime, lemon, all the flavours of the Orient, Jay. Is that what you want your genitals to smell like?
I think your flowery prose is
the
definitely
is
underused.
Yes, and they can, using the code DEVILS20 at Manscaped. You get 20% off and free shipping from Manscaped. That is, again, is the code DEVILS20. You get 20% off and free shipping. You want your corridor of uncertainty to have a little bit more certainty, don't you, Adam?
We all know what it's like. Mm-hmm. After sometimes you've had a game of football.
Yeah.
It's been raining.
You're making
sliding
that
in the nutter grass,
butter.
You know, sweat and grass and dirt. And that whole concoction isn't good.
Nah.
Some people smell like it every day.
Yeah.
So they need to.
Yeah.
Exactly. Swim before you swim.
Exactly. Shave your nuts. No ifs or buts.
And right. No cuts.
Fantastic.
On your nuts.
Manscaped. Code DEVILS20 for 20% off and free shipping. Right. We've talked about Jack Grealish. We like him. There's no denying it.
This is the video I want people to remember me for.
When we die in about 20 minutes of overheating.
Oh, you're about your ball bag hanging open.
Pull that video of Grandad on again.
We've got a super chat from Kathal Trainer. He said, have you seen the article from a Russian sports journalist based on caffeine overuse in football? His academic journal comes out in early 2021. I haven't seen about
this. Can we go back to go forward? Mark Brim
says
he shaved his arse once. And it made his fart sound different.
Yeah, there is that as well. And this is a common side effect. Again, right, imagine...
Is it a side effect? Is it a good thing?
Oh, it's a good thing.
Okay.
I personally am someone that embraces the sort of whiz-bang firework display that is a Butok eruption. I like that. I want a loud fart. I want to impress. I want to parade. I want to assert my dominance over any sort of room that I'm in. And if I can whip out a big, big, deep bassy boy, I'm going to do it. And when you've shaved, it's definitely a lot louder.
All right, cheers. Let's move on then.
Have you seen this article then about Russian sports journalists based on caffeine overuse in football? If you could ask us, if you could let us know what this name of the Russian sports journalist is, and we can look into it.
Yeah, that'd be great, Cathal, please. I've not heard it, no.
No.
I have a lot of caffeine, though. You know how people say you shouldn't have coffee before bed sometimes? Sometimes I do.
Yeah, sometimes when I have a coffee, it makes me tired.
I can have a coffee right now, go back to sleep.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I don't get people like that.
I'm it depends how much you have,
all night.
Well, yeah, no, I'm with you.
Like,
on
I'm
one.
Really
doesn't,
bad with
doesn't
that.
Change.
Oh,
aunties,
I'm not pissing all night.
Sometimes, you know, if people are at my house,
yeah,
like with my mum or something,
right.
And I'll go to make a cup of tea,
yeah,
and then I'll go and make another one. I start to get conscious, like, do people think I'm making too many drinks? Like, am I being weird?
In your own house?
Am I being weird?
What?
You know, am I having too much coffee?
Do you make them a drink?
I try and be so quiet.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, sometimes I try and be no one asks. You know, if you stealth it out.
Yeah, but you can't make the kettle boil more quietly.
But if you get into the kitchen.
Yeah. Shut the doors.
Shut the door.
Yeah.
Are you not socializing with these people then? You don't like sit down with them and have a brew in front of them like without.
Not constantly. No.
Because it's out in front of us. We've got
you're being the fucking shed if you live.
I like my family.
Hey.
But that's about embarrassing
us in front of company.
not much more than that. Sushant Dar with the super chat says someone is definitely rubbing his sausage the right way. Probably not. And Ross Murphy says Joe should get a job working on adverts.
I agree with that.
Cheers,
definitely.
No.
Not at the expense of this though. No. To supplement.
These aren't adverts.
No.
These are our partners.
Yeah.
Our friends.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We need Manscaped more than they need us.
That's a great point, actually.
Because if this fella didn't have Manscaped,
I mean,
look at my arms.
I don't know where I'd be.
If I didn't have Manscaped, bloody hell.
It hangs down, doesn't it?
Be a bad time to be alive.
Yeah, and we trim it off at the edge.
Yep.
And then we save that and we sell it.
Put it on your head.
Bye-bye. Man United are playing West Brom this weekend. Football, proper football is back. We've all done this pretending we're into international football or not in Jay's case.
Yeah.
But actual football is back. Man United have got West Brom. It's a chance for us to actually start picking up some points in the league. We got that crucial win against Everton. You notice over the last 2 weeks, obviously there's been talks of Ronaldo. There's been a few misplaced or, you know, purposefully damaging or trying to be damaging reports in newspapers. But generally speaking, the whole mood around Manchester United hasn't been bad because we won that Everton game. If we'd have lost that, these two weeks would have been unbearable, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
How big do you think this game is? Because now what tends to happen is we win the game that we have to win and then draw or lose the games where there's not quite so much pressure. Are you expecting us to carry on the form we saw against Everton?
We've got to. I mean, this is a West Brom team that has struggled for most of this season. And the pressure's on. What is it? 3 defeats already? You know, not 1 at home, 1 point from our home games in 4 games, which is just drastic. And we're in the bottom half of the table after, what, 8 games, 7 games, is it? I mean, you know my thoughts on this team as well, but we've got to start picking up wins and we have to beat the likes of West Brom. There's no excuses there. Do you know what I mean? You can't be coming home saying, oh, the players are fatigued or, you know, so-and-so's missing or any of that nonsense. We've got to be able to beat a team that's not only just been promoted but has struggled as well. I mean, that is literally no excuses. Absolutely.
Yeah, and just looking at the table here, United played 7, won 3, drawn 1, lost 3.
Exactly.
So like you said.
And lost 3 at home.
We can't be.
Makes it even worse.
Yeah, we can't be losing 4 of our first 8 games, can we? What are you thinking, West Brom? Are you confident?
The season's.
Do you think it's gone already?
Been on edge for a long time, hasn't it? And I don't think the result against Everton's changed that. Obviously, the last 2 weeks, it's made it more bearable. It's made our conversations easier. It's made us a little bit happier. But I think, you know, a bad result against West Brom and we're right back there again. It's not like, oh, well, we had that good result against Everton, so we're over the worst of it now. We need to keep that going. We need to get a run of consistency. And the thing about the season this year is that if you manage to win 5 to 10 games in a trot, you're going to fly up that table
definitely.
Really quickly. But also if you lose a few, you're going to drop down that table really quickly. And one, that's what I think will help Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in terms of, we know the board will I'm not suggesting he needs to be sacked, but they will sack a manager when it's almost impossible for them to get fourth. I think it's going to be possible to get fourth for a long time in the season because of the way the season's going to go.
Yeah,
it's going to fluctuate so much. So I think he'll get time towards it to the end of the season to be able to fix this. So he has to use that in order to get some consistency. Because once we get that, we look unbeatable.
Yeah. We do look so good.
We are a team. I used to say this about my friend, God bless his soul. He used to be a boxer. Rest in peace, John. And he used to fight, yeah. And like you'd always say, he's either going to knock someone out or he's going to get knocked out.
Mm.
And that's how you feel with us. Like, we're going to knock someone out or we're getting knocked the fuck out. Like, there's no in between. Like, it's always really good or really bad. And I'd love it even if we just managed to grind some results out. Being average would be good, wouldn't it? Because it seems like we have to perform to this top level just to get anything.
It's because it's like we're so frail, like you said, that if it's not this sort of blistering, you know, all firing, goal scoring. The one game where I thought we weren't great, but we ground it out was the Newcastle match, where actually I thought we played well, but it was 1-1 till the 85th minute.
Yeah,
and we kept plugging away. We kept
those
plugging
last
5 minutes. We kept plugging
went
away.
Into another gear, didn't we? And they ran out of steam completely. No, I'm with you on that. And I think, you know, there's been fine margins. You look at the Arsenal game, it wasn't quite a, you know, Arsenal were a dominant force in that game. It was just two crap teams, basically, and one was slightly less crap than the other and got a penalty.
They were made out to be like they were some tactical genius.
Arteta's, yeah, he's like the second coming of, I don't know, Sir Alex Ferguson or whatever. Mm. He just wasn't at all. And then you look at the Chelsea game where it was just a proper stalemate. Everton was better, and hopefully with the break, I know some of our players have featured. You mentioned Bruno, Pogba, those players, Martial, of course, who picked up a bit of a... There was talk of him training on his own. He's got a bit of a back injury, but he should still be fit.
From carrying the national
team.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping that that's nothing serious because we want him back. Here we go.
Martial,
the leader of Martial FC.
Great running from Martial.
Carried
them all the way.
Mate, I watched that game.
One goal in 20 games.
So many times. He's going to score, yeah.
Our lucky was it's like hit the post and then it was like...
He had that
really
goal.
Good save from Rui Patricio.
I was dying for him to get that goal.
And in the last international break as well, do you remember, he had that shot that like hit the post, hit the goal and went...
It was his goal, but obviously don't get given.
He's unlucky. But anyway, yeah. So we've got some players featuring. We've got others that have had a bit of a break, the likes of Rashford and Greenwood and a few others. So hopefully we can come back.
What I liked about energised. Didier Deschamps after the game was still quiet. Didier Deschamps usually talks a lot of shit, to be honest, but he was quite positive about Martial. Mm. I felt like he was going to come out and be like, "Fuck
yeah!" But he had to be though. Surely
he played well.
That's what I mean. And like, you know, a young player that's played well and also probably.
But he's getting to that age now, especially at like international level and with United. Like, you need to show we can rely on you.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not one of those that's going to get carried away with his... Like, I think his performances haven't been that bad recently. He's just been getting the ball
are
in the net, and I think that will come.
About the lack of goals? Is he someone who trusts Martial? Are you worried at all?
Nah.
Because I know he scored a couple in Europe.
I think he'll score. He'll score goals. Like, he'll get one, and then he'll probably score one off his arse or something, and then it'll flow. I think, like, that chance, you know, when he got through and Patricio closed
him. Yeah.
Usually he lifts
that. Was that the one where he slid? There was one where he slid.
No, that I'm on about his first chance.
Right, I thought you meant
he played a 1-2. He got in, and Rui Patricio, to be fair to him, closed the space straight away. But usually, a confident one just lifting that over you, and it's a goal in it. And I think it'll come.
It's clearly
his season's been upset through. I think he had a few knocks. He's also been suspended for three. Yeah. His fault. You know, you got to take that on the chin. That's your fault. But like in and out of the team, like.
I think coming the end of the season, I expect Martial to be in the 20s.
I think just nowadays, people, I said this to you earlier, and it feels like that with Martial, that it's never, he had a bad game today, or it's always, oh, fucking hell, I knew he weren't good enough. Mm. Do you know, it's never that.
That's a small section.
It's never
that.
That's like, with, not even like, you see Scholes are doing it sometimes.
Well, he shouldn't, because I
like,
get
you'll,
where
you'll
from,
see one like, day he'll be like, oh, yeah, really looking like a number nine now. And then the next week he'll be like, I knew he weren't good enough. And it's like, well, he just didn't score today. I still think he offers a lot in his all-round play. And look, we're falling into the Firmino category if you fucking go all season without scoring. Do you know what I mean? And me defending him for not scoring. I'm not defending him for not scoring. He needs to score goals. But he's been contributing a lot.
He's got another...
In the way he holds the shape of the team as well.
Whatever it is, 31
games without a goal to go till he's Firmino.
And
levels.
Also, another thing that's like, we don't have any. I mean, I know Cavani's been about and that, but he's obviously not been ready to start matches. We don't really have another out and out striker. Igalo seems to have dropped off the face of the map. I haven't seen him anywhere near the near the team for a while. So when he's not playing, we had to change the whole formation. We're playing split strikers. It's Dan James and Rashford. It's Mason and Rashford. It's like all these weird formations that we don't normally play. So
Formations. I wish we had formations.
Him being in the team is such a convenience for everything else that we need him to perform. And I think
this disappoints me a little bit when you talk about Scholes. I love Scholes. And then like to question, there's always question marks about him as a number nine. It's like when Jose was doing it last season, going, oh, Marcus Rashford's been here 5 years and he doesn't ever score, never scores a load of goals. And you think, what are you on about? You know, I'm not worried about our strikers, to be honest with you, or our attackers.
We've got a super chat from Standard 442. He says, hi guys, hope you're well. Pogba's comments recently haven't looked great. With 18 months left on his contract, do you think he'll be shown the exit door and get Grealish to come in with Sancho? Would United be improved? So we've spoke about the comments stuff before. We know your kind of thoughts on that. Some of them are taken out of context. Concentrate on this. Is it time, or do you think that Paul Pogba will leave? And if we got Grealish and Sancho in, would that improve Manchester United?
I wouldn't be surprised if Paul Pogba left. I don't know if Paul Pogba was ever going to see his career out of Manchester United. Yeah. He's probably got one big contract left in him. So it wouldn't shock me if he left. Do you know what I mean? And he has said in the past about a new challenge. Plus, you know, he went from United to... Well, he went from Le Havre. You've got to go back in up from Le Havre to United, to Juve, back to United. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did end up going to Real Madrid or Barcelona. I don't think that's the most sort of ridiculous notion. If that happens, though, this is my other concern. A, I don't want him to go, but if he does go, I want to see someone of that sort of calibre come in, and that would be someone like a Grealish or a Sancho. I don't want to see Paul Pogba go out and we go, well, we've got Van der Beek, so we don't actually need to invest in anyone, because, well, you look at Dylan Levert and James Garner are going to come back, so we're actually stronger than we were. Fuck off, right? Seriously. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to hear that argument. I don't want to, you know, I don't want a press release or a, you know, oh, we might be getting a director of football because we're not spending any Pogba money. No, if he goes, you bring in a superstar, and that is someone like a Jack Grealish or a Jadon Sancho, or even both.
And if we did get them, Adam, I think improves us.
If you take Pogba out and you put Grealish and Sancho in, I think clearly improves your team.
What about just either one of them then?
I said to you earlier, I'd swap Pogba for Grealish tomorrow.
Wow.
But that's because I feel... Not because I don't want Pogba to stay, because I do want Pogba to stay. And I'd want Grealish to join the team with Pogba in it. But reason being, one, don't really think, you know, he's loved here completely. And I think he feels that. Might be the best for both if he was to move on. But two, I think the club might actually be looking. I don't know whether he's going to sign a new deal or not. Like, I think he does want to sign a new deal, and he probably will end up signing a new deal. But I don't think that ever closes a door on the club possibly looking to sell him. So if you move on, that question mark's gone. All right, cool. But personally, if you take Grealish and Sancho out of the equation, I want Pogba to sign a new deal and stay. And I think he's been inconsistent. He's had dips. We want to see more from him on a weekly level, on a game-in, game-out basis. But I think a lot of the criticism, a lot of the people, oh, he's not done anything. It's rubbish. Like, 18, 19, our best player. First season, massive hand in winning two trophies. Like, yes, there was inconsistencies throughout that, but the club have been inconsistent. So I think the narrative around him sometimes is tiring and boring, and I think it's overused and overplayed, and I think it's unfair. And I genuinely think he, as a person, is misunderstood. But if we were to replace him with Grealish...
That's the problem, I think, as well. That's a reasoned argument there from someone who loves Paul Pogba, and I get it. I think what happens is you get these extreme views all the time with Pogba, and it's like ridiculous ones. Like,
Both ways,
he's the greatest player we've ever had. Well, he's not, is he? Or he's the worst player on the pitch. Well, he's not, is he? And I think you just started to look at, he's a highly talented player, one of our best players, even our most gifted player, who is inconsistent. That's, you know, I don't think that's anything like your one.
But I don't think he's... People seem to look at him as is the cause of our problems, or... He's a virus.
No, I mean, that was a... Yeah, that's just
we can't
shit.
Like, he's quotes from...
He's dragging...
Jose,
like,
apparently.
I don't think that... That's like, I think nonsense. I think his teammates look up to him. I think, you know, he's a good person. I think to work around him and
you
in
can
training,
see
I
in
think he must be a really
videos,
good person.
He's a popular guy, isn't he?
If you look at his replies, I know it's easy to say this, but his replies on Instagram and Bruno and Donny, like everyone gets in there.
He's got a good sense of humor. He's like, always like one of the first.
He showed Bruno like around, like looking at houses and stuff like that. Yeah, it makes a difference. You know, when you're new. Yeah, like, and he's the one that's reaching out.
The
to
stuff where Jesse Lingard's taking the piss out of.
Yeah, I think he's really good. But I think he's a good person to be around.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, if it's just football, isn't it? Players come, players go. But I want Paul Pogba to stay.
Something that you sort of half alluded to there, and I've not really thought about before. Like, United, from all we've heard, keep talking about, you know, a new contract.
Man, I'm going to do this to Bruno, by the way, you know. They're going to turn on him like this.
Well, 100%. Maybe they will.
But 100%.
All this talk of a new contract, and then Paul Pogba says, I haven't been offered a new contract yet. Do you think that, you know, obviously Jose fell out with Paul Pogba, seemingly. You know, when he left, they weren't on the best of terms. And I'm not saying that Ole's fallen out with Pogba, but he's not getting games at the moment. He's not been consistent. He's been actually consistently poor every time he started this season for a myriad of different reasons, not all of which are his fault. Do you think there's a chance that United are like, right, we're going to sell you?
Nah.
And that we don't want him to sign a new contract and United, we are just willing to sell him at the end of this summer?
We'll want him to sign
Who is, right? Look, think of United and think of their marketing aspects as well.
Mm.
Who is the most recognisable Manchester United player, you think,
Pogba,
on the planet?
Definitely.
Who is the player that, if you went, my club's United, who's the one player most fans around the world would go?
He's our most marketable big
and
star.
I'm talking about from a United point of view.
He's our best player.
Yeah. So I don't see it from that point of view. Also, the market out there, who's coming in for Paul Pogba? Is in terms of marketability, talent, and all the rest of it. United, two seasons ago? Well, the figures being touted like 120, 130 million, they're not even going to get probably half of that now because of the market. No one's got any money. So no one's going to be coming in with the sort of money that United want for him. So to me, it makes no sense for them to be trying to get rid of him. If he wants to go and he doesn't sign a new deal, then you ain't got a choice in it.
But I also think him signing a new deal.
Yeah.
Doesn't close the door on that either.
I think the door's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Go on. Especially with Mino Raiola, who's going to want a massive payout from him. One more big payout, isn't it?
United tend to give people a big contract, whether they're a sellable asset or not. So I do
what
expect they will do that.
I don't know what you could be referring to.
Philip Johnson's. the article that was referred to before is by Alan Moore, I believe. And he's talking about...
We had a new member as well. I think
Tom Sutcliffe. Okay.
Yeah.
Sutcliffe, thank you for joining.
Yeah, thanks for joining. Like I said, we've got a new members podcast coming out tonight. Make sure you check that out.
And also loads of... I'm not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you now, but there's some shit that the members should be looking forward to. That's coming soon as well. It's real Christmassy.
Real Christmassy. But it's an article.
A visit from Santa again.
Yeah, you might.
I remember that. That was great.
So excited.
What did I get last time? Did I get goalie gloves?
It's a mess.
What did you get?
Yeah. Not me. I didn't get anything. Santa turned up.
Santa turned up with a beard that looked like it was very much made of nylon.
Christmas jumper, actually. That's still got.
A big.
He snicked that from Primark.
Plastic beard.
You pointed at me for. I missed out. I got back and I just missed him. I was gutted.
This article, though, is about the dangers of caffeine misuse in sport. And essentially, some of the key points are talking about how people like Jamie Vardy has three Red Bulls, an omelette, and a double espresso before a match. It's essentially talking about...
Why has the omelette been thrown into this situation?
Big caffeine omelette. Omelettes are notoriously full of caffeine, aren't they? But they're just talking about how you can sort of push yourself a little bit further using caffeine, which is something that maybe isn't tested for quite as stringently as other drugs or other, you know, performance enhancers, whether they're drugs or not. I mean, again, I don't know the science behind it. I've seen the article. I've just been reading it then. I'm sure a lot of players do whatever they can to get an advantage, don't they? Of course.
Yeah.
Well, whether that be three Red Bulls, an omelette.
Just the three Red Bulls for me last night.
Does he drink?
He's like Steve before a video, isn't he?
Yeah, three Red Bulls, not an omelette. He can't have omelettes. He's allergic. Oh, he doesn't like eggs. Stephen Housen doesn't like eggs. Yeah. So, but...
Yeah, so the point of this study is that it's harmful, is it? I'm taking it. That's the problem.
No, of course not. No, it's not harmful.
Is it cheating?
It's cheating.
Well, I mean, caffeine. No, it's not.
No, it's not. All right?
Not the lines of Red Bull.
Well, goddamn it, I'm a cheater.
Having three Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Would you rather have three Red Bulls or just two normal ones? One extra one for that final touch.
You know, if you have three, you could do one of them things. You know, like them things people have in their offices.
Yeah. A Newton's cradle. Like yeah, of course.
What's it called?
That would
Newton's cradle. We've got another member joining today. Thank you. It's R. Wee Tom or
Wee Tom.
Thank you very much for joining the memberships. Tom, we've got loads of good stuff coming for the members. Yeah. So make sure if you're interested, check that out because we have got loads of extra stuff coming for members very soon. Have you got a Waldo of the week?
A Waldo of the week, my friend.
As they say in America.
I have one now, I've forgotten already.
Don't get Red Bulls with your Manscaped.
Oh, dangerous combo.
Cheeky line from Cam.
Just...
Sounds like a good Saturday.
We could cover this announcement, Bruno. The people in the press, whoever they may be, digging out United players for no reason, whether it's Marcus, whether it's Mason, whether it's Paul Pogba, his mate. We've had certain members of the press just not living up to the high standards of journalism. Some of us maintain.
That you've set.
That I've set, yeah.
The award-winning.
Award-winning. Thank you there, Cam.
What awards have you won for anyone at home?
Lots of interested. What are you, a copper? Just mind your own.
what have you won? Best article ever.
I've won several.
I wrote best.
That's all you need to know.
I saw one of them and it was written in a Sharpie on a flattened mince pie tin.
Just listen.
That ain't a rosette. That's a mince pie tin.
The Jay's Mum Invitational Trophy still counts.
One winner again. We've had a standout candidate again
well done,
this year.
Well done, son.
Yeah.
Come here. Here's your trophy.
Justin Barter's head.
I've won 3 awards and the real ones.
Have they? One of them was
you've never won one, you know.
A Welsh BAFTA, wasn't it?
Every award we've ever been up for, we lost. Because one,
okay,
it's a begging competition, really, isn't it? You've got to beg.
Yeah, you here's have. Why you I have. Don't care.
Please
about
vote
awards.
For me. You've got to beg.
If it's a public vote, you do.
So the biggest begs will win. I don't like to be a beg. I like to ask people once. If you don't do it, go fuck yourself.
So there's begging, you have to be a big beg. Actively, you know, campaigning,
I
mean? Against yourself.
I remember, bro.
Which is what this channel's done
peak
in its
Andy
various
Tate,
guises.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Peak Andy Tate. Peak Adam McCaffrey.
That weekend.
Peak full-time Devils, yeah. I went to these one of these bullshit things. Yeah. And I was rocked up thinking, we're winning this.
So naive.
I ain't never going back ever again. It's like, bro. I was about to Kanye everyone.
Get up on the stage. Yeah. Drag the mic off.
Like,
some poor
like,
kid
some
who's just
people going up
having
and
the best moment of his life.
Who are these people? You check them out and they've got like 10 subscribers. Mm. But they're big begs.
Would you go as far as to say it's quality over quantity though in that regard?
I'd go as far as to say it's being a big beg.
Big beg.
And also most of these awards ceremonies, apart from the Northwest Football Awards, which you've been nominated for on a number of occasions, because we are highly respected in the Northwest. Apart from the NWFAs, you find most of them are just your bait. It's like if I created an award ceremony and said, all right, I'm going to do the YouTube awards today. Mm. And then I get loads of sponsors in to sponsor it. And now you cunts that have been nominated are doing my legwork and just basically promoting my sponsors for me.
So that's
in it.
Yeah.
That's basically.
That's
the front.
And also some of the prizes for the guests are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like you get like 2 spaces, don't you? You have to buy another one for like whatever it is.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, now you've got to pay to be on a table to find out if you won, even though you didn't.
Forget that, mate.
The famously not bitter Adam McCullough there, who has not won an award.
Didn't want your award anyway.
I wanted it. I love things like that. Yeah. Send me a trophy.
So we'll make you a trophy.
We'll start an award and you can
have
win
you got
it,
a Wally of the week?
Can I have the biggest brown person, best brown person on YouTube award?
No. Don't exist. Because it don't exist.
Best brown person.
What? All right. Who do you think manufactures that award?
The best brown people?
That'll be a very
association.
Short-lived award, that. That'll last BBP. About 3 hours before it gets taken down.
Have you got a Wally of the week?
You said the media.
Yeah, I just said the certain sections of the media that were behind.
Proper.
The media. The mainstream media.
Yeah. We all know those elections were rigged.
Yeah.
I'd say Gareth flipping Southgate.
Mate.
You can't have that England team, that squad, those players, and Jack Grealish.
he wasn't encompassed in about 3 of their descriptors already.
Yeah, he is special. Right?
That team, that squad,
that
those
player
players.
With his socks around his ankles. Jack Grealish.
You can't play ball like that, bro. Mm. What's going on, man? Just like 5 left backs.
Mm.
It's like, all right, yeah, we're going to actually play Jack Grealish today, but we're also going to play 6 defenders behind him. Like, yo. He basically just looks for bland players. Bland. Declan Rice. Oh, yeah, you're bland. You can come in. Harry Winks, oh yeah, 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 you can come in, you're bland. Fucking Mason
Harry Winks,
Mount.
More like 40 Winks when
get
I'm watching
in
him.
Right now, you're fucking amazingly bland. Jordan Henderson, who deserves his spot in the team, probably the only one, bland. Fucking bland, 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 bland.
I think mine's Jamie Vardy.
Why?
Because he's going to get stitched with all that bloody Red Bull bouncing around inside him before a match.
Should have got done ages ago anyway, being a massive racist.
The BBPAs will be after him. Cracking down on that sort of thing. Quite rightly too, AJ.
Yes. Right. How good is Jamie Vardy though? Like,
yeah,
take away the racism.
One of the best Premier League strikers ever.
Like,
one of the best.
Where does he rank though?
Not near the top, but near the top.
I wouldn't put him in the top, Sam.
No, but he's like, he's in that category below the very best.
Top 10 special, isn't
he? Yeah.
I think he's in that
category
below.
I want to know what players he's around.
I put him around the likes of,
you know, your Leroy Leiters.
Fuck off.
Your James Beattie's.
Is he in?
I love Aguero, and I think Aguero's the best striker in the league of the last 10 years or whatever it is.
Right, okay.
Last 7 years, 6 years, whatever.
5 years, 4 years.
Last year.
Right.
But is Vardy ahead of him in that pecking order because of his achievements and what he's done?
No.
Yeah.
Do Leicester win the league with Aguero in place
of
Vardy?
No, they don't.
Probably.
No, they don't. Aguero doesn't
then
score.
Just City win three,
11,
Aguero
11,
is the
11
best striker in the
games
league.
Or whatever.
Do you
he
think
after
City
Harry
win, win three leagues with Vardy instead of Aguero?
Possibly, because he still scores goals, yeah, baby.
I'd put Vardy around the sort of Dwight York category.
Ahead of Dwight York?
Possibly.
Because he...
Dwight York had
like
a magical season, didn't it? Like that season when we won the treble. And then he had a couple of other good seasons. The season before he signed
he won
for
a
us.
Cup. Him and York, Cole won a cup with Blackburn.
So he, you know, but
maybe around that.
Dwight York wasn't consistently like getting 20 goals a season, was it?
Vardy does.
That's what I mean. I wouldn't put him towards the Andy Cole.
Here's a question
types.
Then.
He's not up there.
Here's a question. In terms of Premier League greats, is Jamie Vardy above Harry Kane?
Yeah, right now, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he won it.
What he's. See, because that season, Harry Kane could have took Spurs to the league title.
I think with Harry Kane as well, like obviously injuries have played a part, but you have to take that into consideration. Like there's been times when
it's like what he says about Bay.
You know, where Vardy just keeps going.
One. Yeah, it's like you've got to play.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's the best player to never play for Manchester United. Eric Bay is one of the best who's never played for us.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, you've got to take that into consideration because you know you can't say, well, if he hadn't got injured, but he did get injured. So
if I hadn't got injured, I would have been United's greatest player of all time.
No doubt about that.
Jamie Vardy's one of those people who takes his plaster off in the swimming pool as well, isn't he? You just know he's like putting the plaster in the filter. And you're like, Jamie, there's blood on that. It's like, it's a blister, isn't it? Get over it. Anyway, that's going to be all from us.
One of those
definitely guys. Is. Like doing dirty stuff, pushing it toward the girls. Like plaster floating to other girls. Look at that.
He does a shit in the pool.
Shit off the diving board.
Jamie Vardy does a shit in the pool.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Happy. But no, seriously, like we need to put some respect on his name.
He's a brilliant player. As we just have.
He's a massive racist.
He's better than every racist and having shits in the pool. He's a good lad.
Some of that, if not all of that.
And about to get done for Red Bull.
Yeah.
Does he inject it?
Yeah, he could do. You couldn't inject some of fizzy. You can't have any bubbles going around. No, you can't have carbon dioxide.
People tried to inject bleach, didn't they, after what Trump said?
How fucking stupid have you got to be to lie? I know it's a stupid thing to say.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. But how stupid have you got to be to think, yeah, you know what? He's onto something there. Let's give that a go.
Incredible.
But it's like, I think people did that because, like, I'll sue you. But then he died.
There's a slight flaw in his plan.
I'm going to sue you when I die because of this.
If there's a heaven, I'll be there for that, Doc. Right. That's going to be all from us.
If there's a heaven.
Adam.
If there's a heaven.
Right. Come on, think of a question that you're doing to prolong the...
I don't know.
Go on. If there's a heaven, what? What's the question? Yeah, can't look like that. Look at that face.
Who... I don't know. There's going to be a good question in there, but you fucked me by being critical. And
I wasn't critical. You cut me off.
No, look at you trying to extend the show. Maybe people want to hear more from us.
That's good. Let's say it. If there's a heaven.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Out of all the dead people in heaven.
Yeah. So not the baddies.
What's the best football team?
Do you have to go with an 11? Or could be a 5-a-side for the time.
We're going to be here all day, aren't
goalie, Yashin.
Lev Yashin.
Is he alive?
No, he's not alive.
See, this is the problem.
Yashin.
Yeah, no, he's not alive. There's no way he's alive.
Well, George Best is on the wing.
Harry Gregg's in that, surely.
Nobby Stars is in DM.
Yeah.
George Best on the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, serious note, rest in peace, Nobby Stars. And Albert Kixel.
Yes.
Nobby Stars on the wing.
Nobby Stars on the wing?
Sorry,
it's a revolutionary tactic.
Yeah.
Different tactics.
George Best. That's it, really.
That's it. Is that what we got?
So far, I've got.
Puskas?
I've never thought of this. That's what I mean. This is just the kind of thing that you see in, like, lad vibe, but haven't got around to this tweet yet, have they?
Anyway, once a ponder for
it'd have been good around Halloween, maybe. Save it for next year.
Late Night Live.
Yeah. Right, that's going to be all from us. Like I said, we've got a lot of stuff coming for the members very soon. We've got one more super chat to read before we go, but we've got a lot more stuff coming for members very soon. So if you want to sign up for a membership, now is the time to do it. Again, there's a members podcast going out tonight, so you've got that to look forward to. 8 o'clock tonight, that will be going out. Ross Murphy with the super chat. He said, the amount of stuff Joe comes out of his mouth is beyond me. It's disgusting but hilarious.
Oh, we don't want to extend the show, but someone's commented about me, so I better read it. That's what Joe sounds like. No, he's from, where are you from? Woking.
Worksop. Where are you from?
Worksop.
Bridlington. We can all think of places that start with the same letter and you just purposely get it wrong.
You spat at
and
Jay.
And I'll spit again,
and that's
mate.
Illegal.
And I'll spit again,
that's
mate.
That's illegal. Illegal. Illegal.
That's all from us here. Send him back. From Paddock.
Why do you look so big and why do...
Because I'm big and I'm closer to the camera. That's all from us today. Thank you very much for joining me, Jay. Thank you very much for joining me, Adam. Thank you very much for joining us at home. Use the code DEVILS20 at checkout for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. We'll see you in a bit.
Trimmy balls.
Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.